This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got a good show lined up for you today, featuring everything from some real old bluegrass from the very early 1950s right up to some brand new bluegrass from Claire Lynch. Brand new album just arrived in my letterbox a couple of days ago, and I think you'll be pleased to hear Claire with some new material on the show. It's a great album, and I'll be playing that in the middle of the show. Meanwhile, we'll hear some classic bluegrass from the Earls of Leicester, and it sounds like this.
Well, I had the blues. But now they're gone. I'm on a big black freight train, and we're moving on. Train and I'm moving on, I'm big black train, and I'll soon be gone. Well, this big black train, it keeps moving on. Get on track, I got a one-way ticket and I won't be back. Well, this big black freight train is moving down the railroad track. Well, you cheated on me, baby, and you told me lies. You said that you was gonna laugh every time I cried. Well, this big black freight train was telling you goodbye.
It's a big black train moving out into the distance. So that, of course, was the Earls of Leicester and doing a fine job of the big black train. Let's listen to something from Audie Blaylock in Redline now from the album The Road That Winds. And here's a tune with a very intriguing title called All Three in Tow. Audie Blaylock in Redline is Audie Blaylock playing guitar, Patrick McAvenue on fiddle and mandolin, Reed Jones on bass, and Evan Ward on banjo. And they sound like this.
Winds of change hold no promise, nor fill my sails in furrow. No matter where I wind up, it's still this stubborn world. It's this stubborn world that breaks me, leaves me in a shattered pile. Headed toward my own delusion, I find refuge in the mind. You say that we're all different, that's proof we are the same. Toward the myth of our own making, like moss to the flame. Life's been my greatest teacher, cause failing's all I do. I found my moral high ground, as travelers are few. The way that I've been running, in my sight, you think the miles were endless, that I'm tired of the fight. But it's not what lies before me that points me straight ahead, and it's not some lonesome memory causing me to be this way. I'm not sure where I'm going, but what pushes me to go? Maybe pride, fear, or failure. I keep all three in tow. In being incomplete, we draw our lines into the sand to find our own defeat. I've no fear of being fearful, no shame in being wrong. When I'm living in my weakness, I prove myself as strong. The way that I've been running, you think the end was in my sight. You think the miles were endless, that I'm tired of the fight. But it's not before me that points me straight ahead, and it's not some lonesome memory causing me to be this way. I keep a burning coal. Not what lies before me that points me straight ahead, and it's not some lonesome memory causing me to be misled. I'm not sure where I'm going, but what pushes me to go? Maybe pride, fear, or failure. I keep all three in tow.
Great band, get a great groove happening, don't they? A lovely, lovely rhythmic feel to the all of their music. I hope you worked out what All Three in Tow was about. It's a little bit complicated. Scott Vestal is a great banjo player. I think I first heard of him when he played with Doyle Lawson, but he's a great producer of music. I have an album with him and his wife Alice together, and they do most things together on the album, but me being a bit ornery, I've picked an instrumental to play because Scott is a fine banjo player, and the tune that from the album is called Going to the Dance, Going to the Dance, I suppose he calls it, and the instrumental is also called Going to the Dance, or the Dance, depending where you're from. And let's hear Scott Vestal's great banjo playing, Going to the Dance.
Thank you.
That's Going to the Dance from the wonderful banjo playing of Scott Vestal. And that was Randy Cause on the resophonic guitar doing those really neat licks in there. Well, I've always loved the banjo playing of J.D. Crowe and his wonderful work with the Kentucky Mountain Boys, with Jimmy Martin back in the day, and then with, of course, with the Bluegrass Album Band. He's really made himself known. His own band, J.D. Crowe and the New South, has played a wide variety of bluegrass music, everything from the classics to country tunes. And from the album, Come On Down to My World, I've picked a very country-sounding track because J.D. Crowe does these really well. He's not afraid to attack the tunes, and this is a Charlie Pride tune called So Afraid of Losing You Again. He's got lots of people listed as the band on this part of the album. He's playing banjo and doing baritone vocals, of course. Dwight McCall on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals. Phil Ledbetter on the resonating guitar. Greg Luck on guitar and vocals. And I think Greg Luck is singing lead in this one. Ricky Wasson on guitar. Kurt Chapman on bass. Glenn Duncan on fiddle. And Buddy Spiker on fiddle. Whether they're just doing twin fiddles or alternating, I'm not quite sure. But let's have a listen to this great version of So Afraid of Losing You Again.
Sometimes I'd like to throw my arms around you, then I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you, and I'm so afraid of losing you. Sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. Yeah, I'd love to wake up
classic country, isn't it? That's the way country music used to be. And J.D. Crowe has never been backward about highlighting the talents of the rest of the band, the vocalists and the instrumentalists and that. And he always sets off the music beautifully. So that was J.D. Crowe with his wonderful band, So Afraid of Losing You Again. Let's hear from the Cody Norris Show. Cody Norris, Mary Rachel Nellie Norris, playing fiddle and mandolin, Josiah Tyree on banjo, and Charlie Lohman on bass. They're the ones with the big fancy suits, and here they are singing about My Home in Virginia.
On the trail of the old lonesome pine, I wanna be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline. Sick tonight as I ramble through this city with a neon light shining all around. The way that I feel, my God, it's a pity, and I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old lonesome pine. I want to be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline. That silver moon don't shine like it does in the mountains, and I haven't heard a single whippoorwill. There's no beauty in this town, not a true friend can be found. I miss the folks who live back in the hills. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old lonesome pine. I wanna be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline. In the hills of my sweet Caroline, in the hills of my sweet Caroline.
Oh, they're a great band, aren't they? Great harmonies, a lot of drive, interesting banjo work, excellent fiddle work. They've got everything. I'd love to see them, and I haven't had the chance yet. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, Hamilton, New Zealand. That's where we're based, and I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s and have amassed quite a few CDs and LPs, and I'm using them for this show. Everything comes from my own collection, and I tend not to keep up with things. Every time I visited the USA, I always came back with a whole bunch of new material after meeting and talking to the bands and immersing myself in the music. And that's formed the basis of the collection that I have, and therefore the basis of the show. So it's a show of my musical experience, really. That's what it's all about. And I hope you're enjoying that. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and anything to do with music in Hamilton, New Zealand, you can get from Shearer's Music Works. They're a big shop, and they carry a big range of instruments, guitars, ukuleles, mandolins, banjos, basses, and keyboards and drums, and lots of music bits and pieces that you need. Everything from music stands to picks to books on how to play and song books and things like that. Very helpful staff. You go in there, they're all musicians. They know the sort of thing that you're talking about when you go there with a problem, and they'll sort you out. So very pleased that Shearers are supporting music in the Waikato area. They have been for more than 60 years, and they still are, and they're supporting Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm really thrilled about that. Let's get on with the show, Paul. Too much talking. Here's some really classic old bluegrass from 1950. It was recorded. It's the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and they were a good band, and they worked well. Bobby Osborne on guitar, Larry Richardson on banjo, Ezra Klein on bass, Ray Morgan on fiddle, and Bobby and Larry Richardson do the duet vocal in this particular song that's become a bluegrass classic, and it's called Pain in My Heart, recorded in 1950, and beginnings of bluegrass music, I tell you, and they did a great job. Let's listen.
First met you right from the start. You knew that I loved you from the pain in my heart. So look in my eyes and see that it's true, and say that you love me, please don't make me blue.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's hand?
You love me and you will be mine. With the pain in your heart and blues on your mind, please say that you love me and don't say goodbye. You know that I love you, for you I would die.
With the pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's hand?
First met you right from the start. You know that I loved you from the pain in my heart. So look in my eyes and see that it's true, and say that you love me, please don't make me blue.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name?
Oh, it's great that that's become a classic. Didn't they sound young? It's lovely to hear these musicians in the early stages of their careers. And Bobby Osborne must have only been about 19, 20 years old there, and just sounded like he's playing guitar too. Hadn't yet started playing mandolin with the band. So really good value. Well, I've got a brand new album from Claire Lynch. Isn't that exciting? I've got lots of albums from Claire Lynch in my shelves because I love her music. I love her approach to the music. I love her voice, and she chooses really neat songs. It's been a long time since the last album, but this one is a little different in the fact that Claire has written or co-written with other people all the songs on the album. It's got some great songs on there. I haven't had a chance to get into all of them, but I've selected two songs that I'm going to play right now. And the first one is Suffer the Children, written by Claire. And she says about this song, part of the fun of writing the song was my research into describing the body language of someone who is lying. That sounds a great way to write a song. Turns out dancing hands and his shifting glances are part of the formula. I laughed out loud. Meanwhile, we can always look to little children for complete honesty. That's a neat note about that. And I've picked another song, Way Back When You Loved Me, written by Pamela Brown Hayes and Claire Lynch. And Claire says about this one, Pamela and I wrote this song and many others during our time together at Polygram Music Publishing. Seems like a lifetime ago, but the song in its simplicity has stood the test of time. It sure has. The lineup on the music varies a little bit from track to track, but it's Jim Hurst on acoustic guitar and harmony vocals, Matthew Wingate on mandolin and harmony vocals, Missy Raines on bass, Brian McDowell on fiddle, and Chris Quinn plays the banjo on the Suffer the Children. Let's listen to the new album from Claire Lynch, and the first song, Suffer the Children, sounds like this.
Some call me reckless, unfettered and feckless, but I like to stand up for what I believe. I'm more of a teacher and less of a preacher. Suffer the children to come under me. Just look at their wide eyes. That's where the truth lies. You see what you're getting. You get what you see. No shift when they're glancing or hands that are dancing. Suffer the children to come unto me. Small ones and tall ones are gathering around. The tall stand in the way so the small ones. Don't they know that the first ones will be last? Suffer the children to come unto me. Some live in their bubble, away from the trouble, where life is secure and it always will be.
sings beautifully, doesn't she? Just lovely. That's from the new album from Claire Lynch, and it's called Empty Pair of Shoes. And I'm sure in the next ensuing episodes of Back Porch Bluegrass, we'll be hearing more from Claire Lynch. Just delightful to have a new album there. Oh, I think we'll have a banjo tune from Tony Ellis. He's a bluegrasser from way back, played with Bill Monroe for a couple of years, played straightforward bluegrass and a very reliable sounding banjo player. Visited New Zealand, he's a wonderful chap, stayed at our place and we did lots of banjo music together and banjo and guitar. And I remember one instance, he said, let's go busking. And I wasn't very keen on busking in my hometown, so to speak. And he said, no, let's go busking. He said, and the women could go shopping. And that was my wife and his wife. And I thought, I had many misgivings about that. So anyway, we sat in a crowded place with a couple of banjos, played tunes, put out a hat and collected some money. And he said, when have we got enough money? Right, here come the women. Let's go and have some coffee and a muffin now. So that was my last effort at busking. And it was very good fun doing it with Tony Ellis. He writes really neat little banjo tunes. And the one that I have selected from the album Farewell My Home, which consists of a whole bunch of these neat little banjo tunes with banjo and his son Bill Ellis playing guitar accompaniment. And I've selected one called Going to the County Fair. It's a very sprightly sort of tune. Tony Ellis and Bill Ellis, get that right, Paul, sounds like this. It's a neat little tune. I really enjoy that. I know when I sit down and play banjo, I like to get those sort of sounds, and Tony Ellis is an absolute master of them. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and playing you music from my heavily laden shelves. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and being part of the Access Radio Stations programs, it's syndicated around various Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Raglan Community Radio, lots of places, different times of the day and night the show is played. First comes on air at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights from Hamilton, and you can listen directly from the Free FM webpage, of course, from anywhere in the world. the show goes out to Canadian access radio stations too, Prince George in British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and it goes to Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. The show gets taken around in all different places that you can hear it. Thank you very much for leaving your radio on if you have. And don't turn it off yet. No, it's got a little bit more to go yet. And, of course, lots of people listen on podcasts. You might be listening on Free FM direct from there, or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, lots of different ways of listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. So I hope you're enjoying the music and the show. We're going to get into Audie Blaylock and Redline from the album The Road That Winds, and this is a song called Where the Wild River Rolls. Blaylock and Redline there. I love the gospel music of the Stanley Brothers, of course, and anyone who's listened to this show several times will realize that I think the Stanley Brothers did it right with music. And they have a great song called Cry from the Cross. Well, there's another gospel band whose music I really enjoy. I had the privilege of seeing them play at Romp Festival in 2008, and that's the Isaacs. And I have an album here just called Carry Me from the Isaac family. And the lead vocal is done by Joe Isaacs and Becky Isaac Bowman, and Sonia Isaacs do the harmony. The musicians on the album are Ben Isaacs playing acoustic bass, Becky Isaacs playing rhythm guitar. The lead guitar is John Bowman, that's Becky's husband. Mandolin is Sonia Isaacs and David Johnson, two mandolin players. And the fiddle is Jeff Tobert, and banjo is Joe Isaacs. This is pretty difficult to read. I've got the album notes in front of me, and it's down to about three font, size three, and it's almost impossible to read, but I'm glad my eyes still work with the help of glasses. The song, of course, is Cry from the Cross, and here's a different version of that classic gospel song. Hope you enjoy this.
One morning in Jerusalem, about the break of dawn, the great trial was in session. They were trying to bless it, Lord. They scorned him and they mocked him. They made him carry the cross. On top of Calvary's mountain, they crucified our Lord. Oh, the cross,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgiven, blessed Father, he cried upon the cross.
Oh, the cross,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from loss.
St. Peter, he denied him at that awful trial that night. He said he never knew him, it was an awful sight. St. Peter with eyes of perfect love. St. Peter's heart was broken. He prayed to God above. Oh, the cross,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgiven, blessed Father, he cried upon the cross.
Oh, the
cross, Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from loss.
Left in darkness, the graves were open wide. An earthquake shook Jerusalem, the dead walked into town. The multitude were frightened, God's wrath came pouring down. Oh, the
cross, Jesus cried from the cross. Forgiven, blessed Father, he cried upon the cross.
Oh, the
cross, Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from loss. He cried upon the cross,
oh, the cross.
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from harm.
Well, that's a really driving version of that song. And Joe Isaac's banjo playing was absolutely superb. Well, we're going to hear from the Cody Norris Show again, and this is a song called Otto Wood the Bandit. And I've picked this song. It sounds terrible doing a song like this about a bandit straight after a gospel song like Cry from the Cross, but the two things may go together. Otto Wood was a real bandit, and the song was sort of made popular in the bluegrass circles by Doc Watson. But I first heard it with a New Zealand folk singer called Max Winnie singing it in the 1960s. And I think he learned it from Doc Watson's version. And I got to play it on banjo with Max Winnie a few times, the song Otto Wood the Bandit. And he's a real-life bandit, born in 1894, died in 1930. He was involved in criminal activity from an early age. Wood learned to gamble, fight, and make bootleg whiskey from his famed McCoy-Hatfield relations in West Virginia. In 1923, when he was 29 years old, he entered Central Prison in Raleigh for the murder of A.W. Kaplan, a Greensboro pawnbroker. He made four escapes while at Central, during the last of which he met his death in a shootout on December 31st, 1930, and he became a bit of a folk hero because of the number of escapes he made. He is particularly remembered for an autobiography he penned while in prison, Life History of Otto Wood, Inmate State Prison 1926. Shortly after his death, he was also memorialized in a song recorded for Columbia Records, a stage play recounting his life as currently produced each year in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Well, that's pretty strange stuff for a criminal who murdered someone and escaped from jail, but Otto Wood had a song written about him, and Cody Norris, they do the song, and here it is.
Step up, buddies, and listen to my song. I sang it to you right, but I might sing it wrong. It's all about a man called Otto Wood. I can't tell it all, but I wish I could. He walked in a pawn shop a rainy day, and there he had a quarrel with the clerk, they say. He pulled his pistol and struck him a blow, and this is the way that her story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? They spread the news as fast as they could. The sheriff served a warrant on Otto Wood. The jury said murder in the second degree, and the judge passed sentence to the penitentiary. They put him in the pen, but it did no good. It wouldn't hold a man called Otto Wood. It wasn't very long till he slipped outside, pulled a gun on the guard and said, take me for a ride. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? He rambled out west and he rambled all around till he met two sheriffs in a southern town. Said Otto, won't you step this way? We've been expecting you every day. He pulled his gun and then he said, make a crooked move and you both fall dead. Crank up your car and roll me out of town. And a few minutes later he was graveyard bound. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? A man that could not run, he always carried a .44 gun. He line, and he hated the law, and he just didn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun? Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?
It's the story of Otto Wood the Bandit. We've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another week now. I hope you enjoyed all the music on this show. Make sure you tune in again next time and we'll listen to some more bluegrass, eh? Let's take it out with a tune from J.D. Crowe. It's one simply called Jay's Tune. See you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.